You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Amanda
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, a podcast
about wrestling.
About wrestling sometimes.
I've been going to wrestling without, well, I went to one wrestling show without you.
Such a dick move. I think you've been to a total of two now without me. Two or three?
Only two. I'm pretty sure.
And only... I've only one without you.
I'm sorry. No. You went to
two
PCW with Tony, and then you went to the one with Scott and Rosie.
Shit. Okay, so we're tied now.
Okay.
Yeah, but you go to like PWG without me.
Listen. I tried.
You go to the fucking one I want to go to without me.
Well, okay, so I wasn't gonna go to BOLA, which is Battle of Los Angeles. That card is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, dude.
So I'm ready. We can go to BOLA. It's in January though, I think.
I mean, one a month isn't a bad.
I'm going to two next month.
Jesus, what are you going to?
I'm going to New Japan on the 11th, and then the same technically week, if your week starts on Sunday, I'm going to wrestling on Sunday and Friday.
I don't know.
If you want to go to New Japan, it ends early because it starts at 4.
Oh, fuck.
Eddie Kingston's going to be there.
The boy.
Yeah, so it's Eddie Kingston.
And the man. He's a whole ass man.
He's a boy, says. Sweet baby. It's Eddie Kingston, and then also Roppongi Vice will be there, so Trent will be there.
Snap.
And Jeff Cobb, and then I think that Jay White and Juice Robinson got announced again too, but I'm not entirely sure.
Where is it? LA somewhere?
It's in LA. It's near the UCC though.
Oh, okay, so that's not terrible.
Yeah, and then we found parking pretty reasonably.
Who are you going with?
I went with Sam.
That's right.
Shout out to Sam. Thank you for letting me tag along to wrestling with you. We had some sad news to announce at the top of the show. We got to pour one out for a real one.
I can't just...
If you've been listening to our podcast and our Walker Texas Ranger episodes with the wonderful Allie, Officer James Trivette passed away. The guy who played him passed away. So, rip that man.
Thank you for the years in the 90s of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Thanks for putting up with Chuck Norris.
Yeah, thank you for putting up with Chuck Norris. Seriously, you deserve a medal. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. So, well, but we still have two more episodes to cover, so we'll still be discussing him.
Yeah, we'll still be, I mean, we're going to do a light in memoriam next time we record with Allie. I'm just kidding. Like,
sad fucking music first before we start the actual episode.
Yeah. I'm going to be a little bit tired on this episode, no lie.
Same.
I went to a concert on a Monday night.
Fucking Ashley is wilding out right now.
Very tired. I got maybe 3.5 hours of sleep.
That's atrocious.
Yeah. Well, because like after a show, you can't like just go to sleep, you know?
No, amped up.
Yeah, and so I got home at 12:30, and then couldn't fall asleep till almost 2:30, and then I got up at 5:45 to go to work, and I went to work and worked a full day.
I would have just gone to work very ugly.
I did. I was like in a hoodie and jeans. And I was like, you know, it's bad when I put my work polo on because I'm like, no.
We're not doing, no style is happening today.
Navy work polo. Thank you.
Bro, I want a work polo so bad. Because I was riding the struggle bus trying to find an outfit today. And I'm like, fuck, a work polo would be so rad. Just let me put a polo on.
It truly is a gift sometimes. Like, yeah, they can be kind of ugly, but it's like, I know what I'm grabbing in the morning sometimes. So
when you don't want to think about what you're wearing, you just grab the work polo.
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay. I'm sorry that we are behind. I'm sorry we skipped another episode. It was Thanksgiving. It was a holiday and I got fucking sick again. But I think I'm done for a little bit.
Okay, let's hope so.
So, I mean, because like that last one. Okay, so the first time I got sick, it was food poisoning. The second time was like legit sick with a fever and dumb shit. Also, cup of noodles does not taste as good as it used to.
Can I tell you that? Can I peel back the curtain of our friendship just a tiny bit? This girl calls me almost crying.
Definitely crying. 100% I was crying. 100%.
Calls me. I'm sorry, listeners, if you don't know this. Sometimes I like to eat an edible or so. I am high as a fucking kite. Amanda calls me crying because she bought the wrong medicine. Or you didn't get the right one?
I don't even fucking know what happened. Like, I was so high on my fever that I don't know what happened.
So I'm trying to figure out how to get medicine to her. Thanks Amazon for supporting Grubhub and giving it to me for free for a year. Because I was like, all right, we'll do this. Typed in your address, got you medicine and cup of noodle.
Thank God. Because everybody was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody that I would have normally called or cried to was gone.
You know what the sweetest thing is? Like, especially when you're sick, you're like, are you busy? It's okay if you are. I'm like, no, I'm literally sitting here with the cats, high as shit, watching anime. So what do you need?
I didn't want to be a bother to anybody, and I'm so dramatic when I'm sick. Like, fuck, man, talk about a princess.
But it's fine. I was gonna take care of you any way I could. So,
well, you totally did. Like, I ate the cup of noodles and I got the right medicine, and then I passed the fuck out, and thank God my fever broke like a couple days later. But Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
being alone,
that was a bad one.
That was a bad one. Like, being alone and sick is not something
to do. It's not it.
I need my emotional support person.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so Amanda was very sick and Thanksgiving happened. And you know, life just happens. It's, again, one, like we always say, this is our podcast. We can do what we want.
We can do what we want and we cannot podcast.
Exactly. We're getting back into it. We're getting back into our flow.
We're slowly but surely we'll get there.
And today we're going to talk about Full Gear.
Because, you know, it's not like everybody's already talked about it.
We're only going to talk about the matches that we want to talk about.
That's true. This crowd was weird.
Yeah, it was. I have to put JoJo Effie.
Just talk about it really quick. So, tell everybody what you have.
I have okay, thank you, Effie, for making the merch that I want. So I have the little acrylic standee of Effie as like a JoJo character. Because if you don't know, the other love of my life is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I have a JoJo tattoo.
Yep.
So when I saw he was coming out with this little standee of him looking like a little JoJo guy, I was like, that deserves my money. So now I'm just going to place him in strange places on my desk so Amanda has to stare at him. Anyway, I'm also wearing a JoJo hoodie.
Oh my God, you're very JoJo'd out this evening.
JoJo and Hellraiser, it's just, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're going to just talk about the matches we want to talk about.
So Full Gear, normally I get super, okay, so listen, Normally I get super hyped for wrestling, and normally I get super hyped for the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I think I'm in a wrestling funk. Because I've not cared.
Well, you know what, too? I think we need to watch some old stuff to get back into it.
Like 80s wrestling stuff?
Yeah, like let's bring some, like, even like some 90s shit.
I'm in. Let's watch some old shit soon.
Yeah.
But we also have, I'm so excited that we have a Christmas wrestling movie. I'm so excited.
We will be covering that during Christmas time.
Soon.
So get ready
for that monstrosity.
Yeah.
Gonna be so good. Okay, first match was the pre-show match.
Yeah, this is definitely, hey, Ashley picks the matches that she wanted to talk about. Because I did watch the show. Of course I did. I watched it later because, oh my God, I sound like I'm a crazy person lately. I didn't get to watch this live because I was seeing The Descendants. So I don't know who I am.
Very busy person.
Yeah, I just do things now. Get used to it.
I apologize for the crinkling noise as I opened some Cheez-Its to eat, even though I said I wasn't going to eat these while recorded. But here I am.
So we are going to talk about one match from the opener, three matches from the main show. First one being, gotta do it, gotta do Best Friends. Best Friends versus the Factory. So let's talk about the lead up to this, where Danhausen was just like, I'm going to be a very bad boy.
I didn't see any of whatever happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know anything that's going on.
So he just kept posting on social media, like, oh, these like intense lyrics. And he kept posting like his older promo photos, which is him as, I don't know how, what you would call it, Jane Doehausen.
Oh, shit.
So
that's what I forgot. Danhausen's into Converge.
Oh, Danhausen loves Converge. But he also used to paint himself to look like the Jane Doe cover.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that he would, because it was leading up to it being like Best Friends in a very evil, very special guest with them, which is, of course, it's fucking Danhausen. And Rocky was there too. So the Danhausen stuff, I did want him to come out as like Jane Doehausen, but it's fine.
I don't know if she's ready for Jane Doehausen. I think it's obscure.
It's too scary.
Well, and Danhausen's already such an oddball.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love it. I love it. Danhausen's so fun.
But yeah.
I think he's a fucking oddball that, like, he can only go so odd.
Yeah. So the match starts and no Danhausen. So everyone's like, where's Danhausen? The match continues to go. You know, there's some... I almost didn't want to do this.
Chuck pulled out the most beautiful leg lock I have ever seen.
Also, never cut your hair, Chuck Taylor. Never.
No, I have to say, like, long hair emo Chuck's probably the best.
It is so good. I love it. It is giving me every boy I ever loved in high school.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it seriously is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The ass hair, everything.
Also, Trent is not normally a man I would go for because that man is so ripped, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, there's nothing moves on Trent's body.
No.
That man is rock solid.
Yeah.
His thighs don't move, his ass does not jiggle, his tummy's not moving, like, it's fucking insane looking at Trent.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Insane.
So they do start going at it. Orange Cassidy's there too. I always throw him just in best friends because everyone just assumes he's in best friends anyway. So they wrestle the factory, which okay. Also,
factory.
I'm gonna take my hat off. Nick Comorado, that big, the big one, has okay. That man had something going for him because he used to be a very hairy boy. He's shaved everything.
Okay, I thought there was a difference, but I couldn't figure out what the difference was.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, we like him hairy.
Yes. Like, I don't want... Anyway, it's not my preference, but whatever. Yeah, he shaved his whole body, and that was so distracting to me. I'm like, what is happening? I couldn't tell if it was, like, actually him or it was someone else.
And... Okay, so I was like, this guy looks familiar.
Yeah.
But it looked different.
Yeah.
And I couldn't place it. Oh, it's because he shaved all his body hair off.
Oh, God. It's not good. It was a match. I'm still happy Orange is carrying on that Atlantic Championship. I honestly thought he was going to have to drop it way long ago. I also thought that maybe Danhausen would come out and turn on them.
Don't you dare.
And then friend of the show, Kyle, said that he thought that Danhausen was going to turn on them and then go to the House of Black.
No, 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 no. Danhausen is too much of a cartoon to be a House of Black. House of Black is for serious black wearers. Danhausen's goofy. That's never going
to
work.
But he was trying to not be goofy because he has a new theme and it's very dark and spooky. And he's got a nail now or a spike or whatever. And he's got his jar of teeth.
Okay, the jar of teeth came back and I was very excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
I saw the jar of teeth and I was like, jar of fucking teeth! Grace around me!
Not all about that.
Dude.
Teeth around me.
If you had teeth aroni, if you haven't heard our Danhausen episode where Danhausen wrestles Effie, you need to listen to it
because it's so good.
Hilarious. I don't know. I just can't. I'm dying. I have a hard time with like a serious evil Danhausen.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
So I will say like on BTE's back. Thank you. I'm so happy. BTE's back. And on BTE, they did a little skit with best friends and them all talking to Danhausen and being like, what the hell was that? Like, what's going on? And him just being like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then being like, no, like, what was with the spike, the teeth? Like, you have your teeth now. And he's like, I don't know. Like, and he just picks up the teeth, and then they talk about Trent's mom's book, and then Orange Cassidy's like, first skip back, we nailed it, and it was just awful. It was just very silly, but I don't know what's going to happen with Danhausen. It's going to be interesting.
I hate his new entrance.
You don't like it?
I fucking hate that.
I don't like the coat.
I'm whatevs about the coat. It's more the graphic.
Oh.
It's too fucking Darby Allin for me. Like,
I guess that's true.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare make Danhausen and Darby be friends.
Ew, and they never would.
They would never.
No.
Like, if you're... Tony Khan, I swear to fuck, if you make Darby and Danhausen friends, I'm gonna kick you.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. But I'm happy Danhausen is around because he just makes everything a little bit more exciting. And like, fuck you guys. He's a great wrestler.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's very fun to watch. Very underrated, if you ask me. He's also the sweetest fucking man in person.
Yeah.
And so small.
So small.
I never want to take a picture next to that man again. So small.
That's why people wonder why I have like get weird depression after wrestling matches. It's like
Because nobody's the size you think they are.
No, they're either so much smaller, so much bigger.
Uh-huh.
And they just make you feel awful about your body.
Yeah, definitely leaving feeling awful about my body. Like the fucking Manser video of me handing Manser a beer. I'm like, who let me out of the house looking like this? Like, what? God damn it. Wrestling. Also, Manser is shorter than I thought he would be.
Let's not height shame anybody.
I'm not height shaming. I'm just saying they look so big when they're in the ring.
Slut shame. Let's slut celebrate.
All right, fine. Let's slut celebrate. That was a little bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah, slut celebrate.
Celebrate.
If you're wondering why I didn't have us cover the Eddie Kingston Jun Akiyama match, is because I want to do that one separately.
Oh, by itself?
It needs its own episode completely, because that match, literally, when is Twitter ever quiet? During that match, silence.
Oh.
Because everyone's just watching Eddie Kingston get his dream match. Like, this is his dream match. And he cried after, and it was just I was emotional. Everyone was emotional.
Fucking so, Eddie Kingston.
I want to do that one by itself.
All right, we'll do that one by itself. I briefly, very briefly, have to say that I have a bone to pick with wrestling for first introducing me to wrestlers that I legitimately hated and wanted to punch in the face.
Right.
And now I am in love with them.
Is that Eddie Kingston?
It's Eddie Kingston. And fuck, I cannot believe I'm going to say this. I love MJF.
Ew!
I know. Dude, after seeing him at the forum with his little speech, I was just like, fuck. I'm in. Like, fuck, he got me. He got me. Yeah, MJF got me. He got
Fine,
me.
You can go hang out with Allie as the MJF lovers, and I'll sit over here in my hater corner.
I'm still not like 100% on him, but he has definitely grown on me, and my tolerance for his appearances is becoming like more and more.
I will say that the final match of this card was fucking insane.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. There's some, I mean, we'll get there.
What
about the next set of your boys?
I don't claim the Bucks. How dare you?
You know what? Guilty by association.
Fine.
Because of who their fucking leader is.
Fine. You cannot tell me that them coming out to Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas was not impactful.
Tell me. I would not have even considered Wayward Son a fucking good entrance song. It came on and I was like, you motherfuckers are geniuses. Geniuses. Everybody knows the fucking lyrics. It's a solid fucking banger of a song. Like, god damn you.
It like made me emotional because we haven't had Kenny for almost a year, and then like, let's just tack on another 2.5 months because it's CM Punk. So
yes.
And then
we haven't had the Bucks for a minute, which I do not like the Bucks, but I will say this, like, their wrestling's fucking top tier.
Especially when they're with Death Triangle too. I think that these
fucking goddamn teams.
Yeah.
Are so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So remember when I was like, hey, I don't want to go to the forum show. I refuse.
Now you're going.
It's okay. Listen, first of all, have never seen Kenny Omega wrestle.
Oh, he's going to be there?
The because LA show is, okay, so they're doing best of seven now for the championship.
Okay.
Ridiculous. I don't know why we need seven matches, but best of seven with match seven being the LA show.
Okay.
So I may buy tickets like day of just to see if I can get them really cheap.
Just to see if we can fill a seat.
But I've never seen Kenny Omega wrestle.
You have to see Kenny. You have to.
He's my boy.
Kenny looked great. He's another one that I do not enjoy at all. I don't like looking at him.
Ew, how dare you?
That's all you, boo-boo. You can have him. That dude is just odd. But I will say, like, every time this motherfucker comes back, I'm like, God damn, Kenny Omega. And he fixed his fucking hair. Mm-hmm. Thank gosh.
I say I reserve saying someone is Jack and Dan only for Alex Shelley, but this is a special occasion.
He was looking jacked and tan.
He was looking extreme. He looks well rested. He looks jacked and tan. He looks
Alex
insane.
Shelley's got some competition. Okay,
Kenny Omega looks great.
Hawk is another one who scares me with his body.
Is Pac's got cakes too, and people don't realize that. Like, not me objectifying every man.
It's allowed.
Anyway, anytime the Bucks get with Penta and Rey Fénix, it's absolutely insane. It's so good.
I'm sorry I decided to shove a fucking Mustard Tear Bar in my mouth. Because eating and podcasting go together.
I'm sipping on a Coke Zero, so.
I thought you were going to say scissor. I don't know why. Anyways, I fucking love Death Triangle as a fucking tag team.
Yeah.
I almost said as a threesome.
Well, me...
We're not wrong, but that is not the correct terminology, and somebody would have come for me.
Yeah, wrong about it.
I loved the fuck CM Punk chants.
Oh, and they were leaning into it. This match had so much little callbacks to that fucking brawl that I'm like, fellas, do you want to get sued? Because it's looking like you're going to get sued. Kenny biting Pac, and then like
I know. Then, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, they did a lot of callbacks. They didn't. They did not hold back on those fuck CM Punk chants at all.
They really didn't. But you know what's funny is how quickly everyone turned when I kind of knew something was off from the beginning.
Yeah.
I fucking knew. Fucking Pepsi tattoo. You are so nice to look at, but that is all you bring to the table. Your horror acting is trash.
Your personality is even worse.
But I will say I find it to be fucking hilarious that we dragged his ass in our review of that movie, and then like a week later that shit happened.
I know.
So yeah. We are powerful and we speak things into the universe. Don't fuck with us.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, we'll get you fired.
You need to fire me, AEW. Don't fuck with us. I wanted to mainly talk about this match because it was so nice to see them come back. And then also go up against Death Triangle, which they have kind of a history with. I don't know. New Jersey crowds are weird, right?
New Jersey crowds are a smidge weird. One of the announcers said something about the Elite having ring rust and like, oh, let's watch to see. And I was like, it does not look like these motherfuckers have.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Not been here for a couple months. Like,
yeah,
they look like they've been doing this their whole goddamn life. There was no fucking break taken.
Yeah,
the moves were so clean.
Oh my god, when Matt Jackson was it like on the side of the ring and he was on the ground and that person gave him his cup and he's like, what is this? He's like, it's Diet Coke. He's like, okay, and he drinks it because the Glucks don't drink.
Yeah, they're sober babies.
So it's like, imagine if that had booze in it.
It would be fucked up. I love that it was Diet Coke and he drank it.
And that's all he'll drink.
Fucking, yes. I love finding more people in the Diet Coke army. Because don't get it twisted, people. It's an army. And we will fight you.
The Coke Zero heads are coming for you, so.
Fuck Coke Zero.
I'm an addict. I can't help it.
That is not a diet option.
Weirdly enough, I don't know if you saw this coming, but Death Triangle won.
I didn't see it coming because the Bucks are such favorites and they are like spoiled fucking brats.
Yeah.
I love... Hold on. The announcers were doing a ton of shit talk about Pac and his fucking hammer and how the Death Triangle fucking translator guy or whatever doesn't approve. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know, fuck that. Bring the goddamn hammer. Bring it. And then they fucking Pac brought the hammer. Didn't even need to use it. He gave it to fucking Baby Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's not going to use it. Like, he's a pure baby. Like, he's so just good.
Yeah.
And then he fucking used it. Fuck you. The only thing that I have to say on this that I was not pleased with is you won on a fucking roll-up, and I think that's bullshit.
I know. You don't... Yeah. Amanda's...
I don't think winning on a roll-up counts. But then also, like, looking back over the entirety of the match and how well-matched these wrestlers are for each other...
Yeah.
It makes sense that it was a roll up because I can't imagine if we're keeping kayfabe, I can't imagine anything that these dudes are going to do to each other that's seriously going to knock your ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't see it. Whereas, like, you just happen to hold the side of the roll up that won. Like, that one makes sense. Like, you got lucky this time. Let's see where it goes next time.
Right.
Also, I kind of like Pac being so pissy that he's like, fuck it.
With his bloody nose, too.
That was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad about it. But, dude, and fuck. The DDT of Rey Fénix on the fucking apron was so fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
That was not cool to watch. That was scary. Like, his... neck and body flip-floppied so weird.
Yeah, it's almost like, how do you not have, like, a skull compression or, like, neck compression down from that shit?
Yeah, that was fucking... Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, thank you. We could be a little bit more careful with our DDTs on the apron. Anytime they're on the apron in general, I get fucking scared.
Maybe just a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah, just can we, like, in the ring or out the ring, not on the apron, please. This is a no-fly zone.
Yeah.
Briefly, I would like to touch on the whole Saraya's back in wrestling.
Okay.
That's basically it. But I do feel as though it's kind of neat that she's going to fight Britt Baker because maybe somebody will knock that bitch off her high horse.
Definitely. It needs to happen sooner than later.
But I also don't know because Tony Khan has his favorites and Britt Baker is one of his fucking favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Like we are in a classroom and Tony Khan's the teacher and I can tell which one's your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to knock it off. Knock it off.
And it's not best friends.
And it's not best friends. And it's always Britt Baker. Which I don't get because her wrestling is sloppy.
I did not like that match.
I didn't actually watch it. Okay. Because I don't like Britt Baker. Her wrestling's sloppy. She does make a good heel. She has given us good matches. But overall, I don't like it. So far, that's one that has not turned just Kingston and MJF. Everybody else, fuck you guys.
Let's see what happens.
God, if I become a Britt Baker fan, I'm going to scream.
Oh, I don't think you ever will. I don't think you ever will.
I think the hatred runs too deep for that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But our other women's match.
Ooh. Can I tell you?
Tell me.
I fucking love Jamie Hayter.
No.
I love her.
Why is everybody I love a Jamie Hayter fan?
Because she is my heart at the moment. She is everything.
I don't understand, but I also haven't watched a lot from her. So maybe if I did some real research, I would like her. I will say this. The chick has a rad name and her move names are fucking sick as hell.
Yeah, they're so good.
Like, fucking the Haterade and the Hatebreaker. Like,
yeah. I mean, Toni Storm has good ones too. Toni Storm has Storm Zero and like shit like that.
I mean, yeah, but let's be real. Jamie Hayter's move names are definitely cooler.
Hey, it's Hayter Nation, Amanda. You gotta get used to it.
I'm gonna fucking die. Hayter Nation.
Yeah, Hayter Nation.
We have fucking Raider Nation, Hayter Nation.
It's just her ass, because it's like that's like the thing that everyone talks about.
It is the thing that everybody talks about.
She looked fucking phenomenal. Whatever. I will say her one downside is how much she is connected to Britt Baker.
Yeah, that's why I hate her. Because my only introduction of this woman has been she's the third in the fucking Britt Baker Rebel Yell fucking club. Get better friends.
I don't think it's gonna last very much longer. She's got too much momentum on her, and now that the belt is actually just the women's championship again, shit's weird with Thunder Rosa right now.
Yeah,
I'll always love Thunder Rosa, but I don't know what the fuck is happening with all that, because they talked about it for like 2 seconds, her not being able to come back for a lot longer.
Which I don't understand. Like, why she...
I don't know. She's been in events and other things, so who knows? But that's all speculation. It's good to see that they didn't put that right back on Britt.
Fucking yes! Well, I'm hoping that because Jamie Hayter got the belt, that her and Britt will fight and Jamie will keep it.
Yeah.
Because Britt doesn't need the fucking belt. She can go the fuck away for a minute. We have so many women in AEW right now. Like, I need you. Tony Khan, focus.
Mm-hmm.
Focus. Don't fuck this up. Also, can we give, like, another women's belt? Can we have, like...
We have one.
What do we have?
Jade Cargill, Serena.
So what is hers? Like, the TBS, and then we have a TNT?
So hers is the TBS. The TNT is the men's one.
Okay.
The women's champion. I mean, I would love some women's tag teams, but they're going to have to bump up their roster full of women. So
there's enough. I feel like there's enough women to make tag teams. They're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
We have a bunch. And you fucking call up from the indies.
Well, and also, like, if you gave me a tag team of Willow and Chris Statlander, I would fucking lose my mind.
That would be amazeballs.
Yeah. But anyway, this was a great match. I loved it. I want to know your opinion.
I was not unamused, and I was not like head over heels for it.
Okay.
I love Toni Storm. I think she's fantastic. As much as I don't like Jamie Hayter, I do think she's a fun wrestler.
She is, yeah.
Like I get it. There's just some stuff. Fuck. I'm going to be the worst women's wrestling fan ever right now. There's just some things in women's wrestling that bother me. Like a lot of the hair stuff. Like I feel like it's like, a cop out.
Don't pull hair.
Don't pull hair. I think it's a cop out. And then it's rare that you see the women on the ropes doing shit.
Oh, like flipping and stuff?
Yeah, like, I don't need it out of every single wrestler, but, like, I don't know if I've ever seen it out of a woman other than when they do the crossbody jump. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's every woman's go-to. And that's not to say it's not good. It is fucking good. And women's wrestling is still fucking phenomenal. I would just like to see some more.
I get it.
Like, I want, like, fuck, man. Dudes do a lot.
Yeah, I think it's not for lack of trying. I think it's just, I really don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe we need to get into some stardom so we can see the shit that they do. Because
fuck yeah, let's do it.
It's intense.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was a good match. I, like I said, I do like Toni Storm. I like a lot of her moves. Jamie has some fantastic fucking moves with some fantastic names. And then the thing that you always see also with women's wrestling is this whole, like, fucking Rebel came out.
Yeah,
and then a lot of Baker
distraction. Yeah.
And it's like, why is this so prevalent when women are wrestling?
I don't like it.
But it's only with the big shows. Like, it's only the big promotions that have all this distraction shit. When you go to indie shows and the chicks are wrestling, like, they're fucking going. Yeah. So I guess that's another reason why I have a hard time with, like, the fucking WWE AEW shit. Because I'm like, just let your fucking women wrestle.
I totally get it.
They're doing it.
But, I mean, I always say that the good thing about loving something is you can also criticize it. So,
turdly. But this was a good match. I love that it was a belt pass. Like, there were things, don't get me wrong, there were things that I did appreciate and love about this match. Toni Storm fucking bled for us.
Beautifully.
Beautifully bled for us. That bitch is so pretty. Like, I hate her a little bit because she's so pretty.
Juice Robinson, like, you really got that. Good job.
Good job, dude. Like, fuck. So pretty.
Yeah, her fucking nose. Anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was cool. I'm glad that we have a new champ, Jamie Hayter. I'm sad. I don't feel like Toni Storm had it for as long as I had wanted her to, but that's okay.
It was also the interim championship too. Wasn't even like,
yeah.
And I'm honestly sick of that.
The interim.
Yeah, it's stupid. Have we really had that much drama where we can't just be like, give me the belt?
Yeah, this belt is mine now. Thank you. You can fight me for it.
All right, main event time.
Main event. Fucking John Moxley versus MJF. How did this happen?
Honestly, I'm trying to remember.
He got something. I got him something.
Yeah. I do like this whole narrative of him kind of playing like the devil a little bit.
Sure.
It's really interesting. Like, I will give you that. Like, his story is definitely getting more and more interesting.
Yeah, his story is getting some fucking character finally, instead of being this douchebag.
Yeah, I mean, we know he can talk shit.
Yep.
My complaint was always like, when's he gonna wrestle and like shut up, you know? But he did. I have to give him that this match was great. It had a lot to it. This was like fucking storytelling.
This was great storytelling. That boy can sell.
Yeah.
Which, that is just as fucking important as actual wrestling. Like, being able to fucking sell is so hard for some people.
Yeah, and like, sell not goofy, you know.
Yeah, like, make it actual, real, and legitimate. Like, fuck, and believable. Like, dude, MJF holds, like, he keeps fucking kayfabe, man.
This it had a lot of rough bumps.
It did.
So I mean, it's fine, I guess, but I couldn't believe the shit with William Regal. What does that mean for him in Excalibur?
Like, Regal came out because MJF in his fucking ring and was like, don't you dare put that fucking ring on, blah, 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 blah. And then MJF throws his ring, and I'm like, okay, sick, like, good for you, bud. Like, fuck, I thought that was very cool that he wasn't going to use his ring, even though he's fucking injured, he really wants it. Like, I thought for sure. And then fucking Regal throws him the Nux. Like, what are you doing, Regal? What are you doing?
I know.
What's happening?
Because, like, where do we go with this?
I mean, we could go a lot of places.
But he has to still go back to Blackpool Combat Club and be like, yeah,
I mean, listen, I am not a writer, but I'm like, okay, this could be like Regal goes back and he's like, Mox was fucking up and I taught him a lesson. And
ooh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so there's that piece, or there's like, we need MJF and then MJF joins Blackpool. I don't know.
This was also very bloody.
This was not as bloody as Mox's typically are.
Yeah.
And like, Mox is a bleeder at this point. Like, I feel like Mox needs to shake it up now. Like, Mox, I need you to not bleed in a fucking bout. Just one time, don't bleed.
So, speaking of selling, MJF does like a tombstone pile driver on the ring apron.
Yeah.
And when he screamed out, I was like,
I don't know. He kayfabed me so hard that I don't know.
Yeah.
Like there was genuine concern out of me that he really fucked his knee up.
Yeah.
And then he played, like, he fucking played that knee the rest of the match. And fucking Moxley was so fucking zoned in on that knee. Like,
oh yeah, he was kicking the hell out of it. Just slaughtering that knee. But, oh man, I still can't believe that man is fucking champion.
I also feel like fighting Moxley is like fighting, like when you, I can't say that I did this because I feel like this is a very specific boy thing, but like the first time as a kid, when you're a boy and you fight your dad.
Okay.
Cause like you're like, oh, this fucking old man, he ain't got shit. He's not fucking tough. And then you find out like how tough your dad really is.
Yeah.
And he is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I feel like that was MJF. Like, he knew Mox was tough, but I don't think he like fully fucking got it.
Yeah.
And Mox was extra cocky tonight.
He was. He was really, like, really, really cocky. I really hope that he gets a nice little vacation, finally.
Yeah, I feel like he could use one. Like, yeah. Mox, go take a break.
Give him a little break.
Interested to see where MJF takes this belt.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm down for like MJF evil villain era. I'm down. Yeah. I'm into it.
I mean, it wouldn't be too far from where he is now, but I always forget how young he is too. He's only 26.
Yeah, he's a baby.
He's a small child.
You
have to be happy for someone when they look that genuinely happy to have won. He did. Yeah. He did look very happy.
He did. Tiny baby. Well, because like he's been bitching about this for so long.
Like, bitch, just take it now.
And now he's finally, like, gotten the opportunity and actually won. And, like, good for you, dude. Be fucking proud.
Yeah.
Be fucking proud. Like, I don't know. And for the first time, I'm actually interested in MJF's storyline. Whereas previously, I'm like, what? Somebody punched this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the dude can wrestle.
Yeah. He can. He's not bad. I'm not saying. Yeah. I have to maybe put my hatred on the back burner for a tiny bit.
Bro can wrestle. I didn't
only for a tiny bit.
But just for a tiny bit. I want to see
what happens. I'm still gonna hate him.
I'm very interested to see what happens, especially coming off like that speech that he gave at the forum was fucking forever ago. But I'm like, all this shit with CM Punk going down, like, I'm just very fucking interested to see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that'll be fucking cool.
For sure. Hey, how about that? We did an episode about wrestling.
We did a fucking episode about actual wrestling, guys and gals, and
non-binary pals.
Yeah, thank you for finishing that because my tongue got so fat I couldn't fucking talk.
Don't forget, watch Dark and Dark Elevation
on the YouTubes.
It's hot. I don't make the rules.
I don't make the rules. They're all on YouTube, right?
Yeah. For whatever reason, this look that Kip Sabian has right now, I'm just like, I love it. I'll eat it up.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's like smoky eyeliner, white hair.
Interesting.
He's a beautiful boy. A lot. I mean, there's a lot of wrestling. I did end up watching Survivor Series on Sunday.
You watched it?
I did.
How was it?
I have not watched WWE in a very long time.
No, you haven't.
It was actually really entertaining.
Well, because what's his fuck isn't in charge anymore.
True. I will say the funniest thing is that in Austin Theory's entrance, they just ran an ad for Beyblades over the top of it.
I love that.
Cole had like the whole ad read during his
entrance. That's fucking amazing.
Man, I don't even feel bad at Hey Austin Theory, so he's a piece of shit, but I'm just like, Beyblades. And someone on Twitter was like, if Vince was still running this, someone would have thought that they changed his name to Beyblades.
That's amazing.
But yeah, one which I don't understand. Austin Theory won. Anyway, I just wanted to see the actual like men's war games because there's like stuff between the Bloodline with Sammy and then KO was there too. And so Sammy ended up betraying Kevin Owens.
Go figure.
So he had to prove himself to the Bloodline once again, but he did. And so it's going to be a fun, exhausting, very sad road ahead. But
yeah,
Sammy's a damn good storyteller too, so
he is. He got a little fucking conspiracy theory there for a second, but I'm glad.
Oh yeah, I did not like that, but I'm liking him with the Bloodline. It's really cute.
Well, we'll see how that goes then.
It's like when like a cat adopts like a raccoon or something.
My god, fucking, it's just gonna get wild.
Yeah, it's like
fantastic.
He's just that little raccoon that doesn't fit in with the family, but he thinks he's one of them.
Oh my god, I can't wait. Ooh. It's gonna be amazing.
It's so cute. Yeah, and then yeah, there's shit ton of wrestling. We'll be going to wrestling GCW. That GCW show is looking absolutely bonkers.
They were slowly rolling that one out.
Jesus. But now it's like, we just give us all the food because we are going to eat so well. I'm still very much excited about Sawyer Rack.
Yeah.
So tall. So beautiful.
So tall.
What else is there?
We get Deppin.
We get Deppin and versus fucking Nick Gage. I'm gonna make my Deppin sign. I don't know what I want to make yet, though.
Okay.
Because I know that Tony Deppin really loves Spanish love songs, and they have a song called Brave Faces, everyone. So I want to make a sign that says Brave Face Tony.
But there you go.
I don't know if I want to. I'm like, is he gonna get it? I don't want him to rip up my sign, is the problem. Like, listen, Tony Deppin's
not gonna rip up your sign.
He might.
No, I don't see that happening. If he rips up your sign, I'll punch him.
Okay. Just as long as I punch him. Yeah. So I love wrestling. This is very annoying. We're gonna go back in time for a little bit and figure out some matches from the 80s and 90s to talk about, just to get us some fun wrestling. I mean, I've been watching 2015 fucking progress, and it's been lovely.
All right, old stuff, a fucking movie.
Yeah.
We've got a fun December ahead of us.
And then, you know, just a few months till Collective. And
there you go. God, Jesus. I'm so not ready.
Me either. I keep thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to lose my whole ass mind.
I keep thinking about it, my tummy hurts.
same. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm nervous or excited. Both.
Yeah, I think it's both for sure.
All right. Should we wrap this up? Oh, can we do a quick 10 out of 10 would bang, since we don't do that?
Oh, fuck yeah. 10 out of 10 would bang.
Jimmy.
Let me get back to my notes.
Jimmy Hader.
Oh, dear God.
That's with having Chuck, Kenny Omega, and Mox.
We're only choosing one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, there can be only one. I'm choosing this one. I am disgusted with my decision.
Don't do it.
10 out of 10 would bang MJF.
I hate you. You're canceled.
That nasty ass faux hawk he has. I'm in.
You're canceled.
I'm in. Come get it, MJF.
Gross. Absolutely not.
The fucking cat, for crying out loud. Like,
oh, okay, yeah, Piper is perfect. So
I mean, about him. That's the only good thing about him is he has a cat.
Okay, so yeah,
so that's it. You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can find us on Twitter at
HTTW Pod.
And that's fucking it, guys, for this week.
Yeah.
So drink water, be nice. The end.
Yeah, you know, go see your favorite band play somewhere.
Oh, there you go.
And with that, I'll see you next week, probably.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is Your Dose of Death Podcast. If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.